I'm Roslyn Hyams and I'm in Chantilly, as they say in French, on the estate once owned by the Duc d'Aumale and the Condé family about 50 kilometres north of Paris. Now preserved by the French state and the Aga Khan Foundation, the estate the Duc d'Aumale left to France includes impressive cobbled 18th century stables where about 30 horses are kept and a donkey.
This is our donkey, Seraphine. He's so sweet. He's in the show and he's waiting for hay.
Seraphine is one of the farm animals along with hens, a cock and goats who play the role of extras in the latest show at the Grande Écurie, the Grand Stables at Chantilly. In a ring under a huge stone dome in the 18th century stables, Peau d'Âne or Donkey Skin is this year's show for children. It's based on one of the favourite French fairy tales written by Charles Perrault more than 300 years ago. Perrault was also the one who invented Mother Goose and her tales. It's the story of a princess. Her mother dies and her widowed father cannot find any woman to surpass his late wife other than his own daughter. This was as taboo in the 17th century as it is now. A lilac fairy comes to her aid. The lilac fairy in this production is Laure Sanic. She flies in the air on a trapeze. The fairy's advice to Peau d'Âne, or Donkey Skin as she comes to be known, is to condition the marriage to her father to his acquiring impossible dresses for her. Well, that doesn't seem to work, as he's smart and determined, even though one of the dresses is made of the weather. But in the end, the princess manages to escape his evil design by hiding under the skin of a donkey and getting away. And like most fairy tales, and even many tales in real life, it has a happy ending. The equestrian performances at Chantilly have been going since 1984, and not only special shows for the holidays. Virginie Bien-Aimé is the stage director. Her sister, Sophie Bien-Aimé, directs the dressage and equestrian choreography.
Sophie Bien-Aimé, right behind you is Champion Shetland. They're all part of the show. Each horse has different capacities.
Yes, this is the horse who tell you what he's going to do. It's a partnership between the rider and the horse, and we try to make a couple. And when the rider say, now my horse is able to do Spanish walk, or he is able to do other things, then we will do the show for the horse. It's not the contrary. It's the horse who say, I can or I cannot. Your horse must be in confidence with you, and he must know.
Who's that?
This is Kefir. He's waiting for his meal. When he's in confidence with the rider, we continue to train all his life. At six, he can do the basic things, and afterward, it will be better and better.
What is the most difficult for any horse? Is it the actual, the environment, like the lights, the music?
You have some very cool horse, and it's amazing. I have one, he's just 4 years old, and he's completely quiet, completely cool, and he has no problem. And I have one who is 9 years old, and it took me 3 years to put him in a choreography with others because he was afraid of the other horses.
How do you choose your horses?
There are most of them Spanish or Portuguese because of our place. The dome is 13 meters diameter, and we need to have horses very proud, very beautiful, and these type of horses are courageous and they are very supple, and the courage and the suppleness are very important in our job because the place is so little, they must have this characteristic. But sometimes we have draft horses. Some of them are used for vaulting. The prince is vaulting on a draft horse from France. We have 9 breed in France, and we have also German draft, little draft horse, and we have ponies and donkeys.
This is an end-of-year show. It's mainly directed at children. Is the choreography different depending on the audience?
Yes, of course, because Christmas is really for the kids. And then we use a lot of theatre direction because they are more following the stories and following flying change of a horse, for example. And this Christmas show is every day, and we must take care of our horses, and we don't have them too much difficulties. We really do acting, we theater on horses.
Mathilde Puteau plays the lead role, Podane, the donkey skin princess.
Well, I guess everybody grew up with Podane in France. We know the tale. I've seen the movie when I was younger. I liked it, but I was really surprised when she said, well, you'll be Podane. We were really happy as well, because when I arrived here, they gave me Seraphine that we heard just before, and they said to me, it's your donkey, you take care of him. But I've never had any relationship with donkeys before. I didn't know how to take care of them, so I really like this donkey because he's really special for me. So it's quite funny that they told me, well, you're going to be Podane now. Well, donkey skin, it's funny because I really like donkeys.
And it's still a story that captures the imagination of children. Today in the audience, there are a lot of kids from primary school, several hundred. They were quite quiet throughout. Are they usually that quiet at that age?
It depends, because yesterday they were really silent in some parts, and in other parts, like, for example, the kissing part, oh my God, we heard them, they were so happy, so I guess they were astonished by everything, and when the end came, well, they were really happy, I guess, because we heard them, depends. I keep my costume, and I walk around the stables, and I take care of my horse, all the little girls are looking at this horse, saying, oh, it's the horse of a princess, and they want to know about my relationship with his horse, and they want to cuddle him and all that. His name is Remacho. He's a really special horse for me because, well, I've got him for about 2.5 years, and he had lots of problems, health problems with his hooves, and his body was really stiff. He had lots of problems, and I was really patient with him, and I took care a lot of him. And today he's really quite good in the arena, and I've got a real relationship with him. I really like him.
What's the highlight for you in your performance?
I don't really dare saying it, but I guess it's the hardest part as well, the best part to play for me, it's the part with the father, which is a bit, you know, it's not a really nice relationship. The song, when he's asking to marry me, I like the way the director told me to be a strong woman, say, no, I don't want to marry my father. And I like the way she made me sing this song, because I've got a really small voice, really soprano, and she asked me not to be that and to be a bit more stronger. And as well, this the performance with the weather dress, which is a really borderline, you know.
You have the wind machine blowing through your robes.
Because he's really close to me and it's not appropriate. And that's why it's an interesting part to play, but I guess it might be a bit shocking, yeah. That's why we did it by singing, because singing, it's different and it's a beautiful song, so it helps to understand and not be too much taken aback.
How does this show compare with the other shows you've been doing? Sophie was talking about Metamorphosis, for example.
Here it's a story, so all the way till the beginning, till the end, we are all acting for a story. Then Metamorphosis is not a story.
Your donkey again.
It's my donkey. It's really hungry.
I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, that's all we have time for this week's Arts in France. My thanks to Sophie Bien-Aimé, to Mathilde Poutou, and to the rider performers and the animals at the Grand Stables on the Chantilly Estate. And thank you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.